Regina, the recriminations were on at the legislature Wednesday after two attempted emergency motions from the NDP went nowhere at committee. The opposition had attempted to put two emergency motions to the Human Services Committee that morning. One would have compelled former Regina Northeast MLA Gary Grewal to testify on social services hotel policies and the Conflict of Interest Commissioner's ruling against him, while the other would have been to conduct an investigation into the rising price of food in northern Saskatchewan. But neither motion was brought forward after the SASC party moved to adjourn the meeting. That carried on a 4-3 vote over the objections of all three NDP MLAs on the committee. Afterwards, the indication from Government House Leader Tim McLeod was that there had not been a notice of motion brought forward in advance to put the items on the agenda. There was no formal notice of motion of anything, he said. McLeod also challenged NDP claims that their motions had been blocked, pointing out that the two items on Grewal and on northern food prices were not on the committee's agenda. McLeod said that if you watch the transcript of the meeting, nobody was blocked. There was nothing on the agenda, and quite frankly, the member from the NDP this afternoon was called out for that. He was referring to McPhail being called out by the speaker for remarks in question period, claiming his motion was blocked at the committee. If they're going to level accusations, they need to be based in fact, and if you review the transcript of the meeting, the committee meeting that he's alleging, nothing like that transpired. Cumberland MLA Jordan McPhail, who was bringing the food security motion, made known his outrage over what transpired. "People are not able to afford groceries," said McPhail. "They're getting diagnosed with scurvy. This is not a hypothetical. This is what's actually happening, and it's really frustrating to hear a minister that does not take this seriously, that is trying to silence Northern voices and my constituents' voice here today at the legislature." McPhail also challenged the government's contention that they didn't know of the opposition's plans to bring forward motions at Human Services Committee. "We voted against adjourning the meeting because they knew, as well as we did, that we would be bringing motions forward in committee this morning." Opposition House Leader Nicole Sarrauer also told reporters that the NDP had informed the Government House Leader of their plans to bring two emergency motions to the committee. "I texted Tim and told him that we were planning on bringing two motions at the Human Services Committee," Sarrauer said on Wednesday. "This morning, I texted him photos of the motion, so he had the full text. And he texted me back an acknowledgement. Thanks for the heads up." Sarrauer vented her frustrations over what transpired after these communications. "I don't know what to say. I don't like talking about the conversations that happen between House leaders. It's an important function of this House that that happens. And those conversations are open and free-flowing to have the Government House Leader misconstrue. Our communication is surprising to me, frankly, and incredibly disappointing." As for the Grewal motion and why the SASC party MLAs had voted the way they did to adjourn the meeting rather than hear it, McLeod told reporters they were focused on moving forward, providing the protections and supports that the vulnerable people need. "Mr. Grewal is now a private citizen, and as far as I'm concerned, the Conflict of Interest Commissioner has handled that matter." The indication from the NDP is they are not finished with either the Grewal or the Northern food prices issues. The NDP have signaled their intentions to try again to bring forward emergency motions on the two issues before the Legislative Assembly breaks for the winter, using any of the other procedural tools they have available. "We have some options in terms of other ways we can move those motions," Sarrauer said. "We can do it in the legislature. I don't want to expose all of our plans, especially in light of what happened today. But these are two issues that are incredibly important to the people of Saskatchewan."